Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our Ask the Archangel. And it happens to be July the 3rd, 2018. Now, of course, as always, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit, of course, the entire group. They would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. This will assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group and their intentions for expanding on something that they feel is very important. Now remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1, and this puts you in the queue, and we will take you in the order that you've called in. Now, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on the website in a couple of days when we're finished. Let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for the evening.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I am very delighted to be here with everyone this evening. These are very auspicious times that you all have chosen to embody in. Many of you have been anticipating the changes that are in progress now on planet Earth. These changes are indicative of a new era of light that has been streaming onto the planet since the harmonic convergence. Every year since that time, these light frequencies coming from the realm of Source, the creative realms of all that is, they are streaming throughout the year, and every year they're amplified. As humanity is able to absorb and use these energetics, more are added. So you can see, over the last several years of your time, how this would bring about great changes in your life experience. And this has happened and is happening now. Sometimes they are uncomfortable, because they allow you to see the things within you that are not conducive to a life that is harmonious and peaceful. And you are asked to change your mind about several things as you move along in the course of your life. This is all about not just change, but it's continual decisions that you as an individual are required to make for yourself. You're asked to choose differently every day sometimes, because there is an uncomfortableness in what you are experiencing. The most beautiful thing about this, beloveds, is that you are becoming more and more aware. You're becoming aware of when you are triggered by events in ways that are uncomfortable. So this allows you time and space to see what is not serving you, patterns, reactions that have been utilized for many, many years, or that were taught to you as young children. either modeled by parents or teachers or were taught to you very specifically. And they don't seem to fit now, do they? So yes, it is about a continual change, but it is about a continual choosing, allowing yourself to choose in a better, more proficient way that helps you live life in a more harmonious state of being. Another thing that I would like to bring to your attention this evening is not just choice, what you will choose, but about limiting yourself. Often, we talk to you about the shift in the dimension from third dimension into fifth dimension. As you evolve and as your consciousness becomes more aware, it's important to know that you can navigate more than one dimensional state of being, more than one dimensional frequency band at a time. You can begin to draw from a more refined dimensional states of being and direct those frequencies into a more fifth dimensional state where you are beginning to navigate in life more consistently. You begin to be aware of we archangels or your guides or some of the masters, some of the master teachings that you are beginning to remember that are now available to you because of the state of the dimensional frequencies that are available to you. So here, it's important for you to realize that, yes, you have choice, but also that there is no limit for you now. You have an ability to navigate multi-dimensions simultaneously. You have the ability to begin to navigate more consistently in fifth dimension, but also draw from the energetics and the frequency ranges, more refined frequencies of the sixth and seventh dimension, where this enhances those memory codes that have been lost to you in third dimension. And now that you have stepped out of third dimension, you have more of the light frequencies operating within your body. So as you choose and direct your consciousness and your attention points to more of these fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional states of being, the consciousness of your body follows those attention points. And what happens here when it follows those attention points? The body itself begins to upgrade into a more refined state. You are designed to be a multidimensional being of light. So the body has to come into those refined frequencies. And it is dependent on you at that soul spirit level to direct your attention points so that the frequencies of the body are enhanced by those attention points because the consciousness of the body follows those attention points. this is something that we really want you to know and pay attention to as you navigate life. It will make things so much easier for you when the body, the soul, and the spirit can be joined in a much more refined state of consciousness. So with that said, dear ones, let us open this to a conversation. Let us take your questions and your comments so that we might direct you in ways that are most beneficial as you navigate these vast changes that are now upon you.
Okay, you are free to call in again, *6 and the number 1, and that'll put you in the queue, and we'll get you on with Archangel Gabriel this evening. Hello, you're on with Archangel Gabriel.
Good evening. Hello, there Archangel
Gabriel. Good evening.
Gabriel. Hi.
Hi.
So, hi. I wanted to ask, you were speaking about being able to choose and allowing for better choices and also just navigating these higher dimensional frequencies that are available to us. And I just wanted to, I wonder if you could speak about sometimes when things like wanting to change like a behavior that just you've noticed you have, and even in just choosing, is there something for like genetic patterning that we could use specific codes or attention points to resolve in a quick fashion that we wouldn't have to spend too much time just to resolve?
Well,
maybe
being
some...
being aware. And, of course, genetic lineage patterns are very much a part of that. And when you have a knowing of that, and you pay attention to when you are in a reactive state, it's not about fixing it then, because you have already chosen when you are in a reaction. So if you know that you have a genetic lineage pattern that either comes through the lineage or that you've been taught,
yes,
that you react in your private time, in the quiet time, when you are relaxed, this is the time to make a plan that when those events happen consistently, that you will allow yourself to choose differently.
Yes.
So it is just about paying attention in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, it's not about so much as fixing it, but just observing what is happening.
Yes.
And allowing. And then at the end of the day, when you are getting quiet, ready to go into the sleep state, in those times in the day when you have fallen a little short, sometimes because of a trigger or an event that happened in the course of your day, you can just say, yeah, I see where I could have done that better.
Right.
Next time, I will choose differently. That alone opens an opportunity. And you will, it may take a time or two, but you will eventually, in the instant that trigger comes in, you will make a different choice.
Mm.
And when you do, it will be such an awareness that you have, because it is in the experience that you know. It's not so much about learning it or reading it or studying it. It is about paying attention in the moment, because it is in that experience when in the moment you recognize, oh, I have a choice here, and you make the best choice for yourself. That is the moment when you gain the wisdom that changes your life.
Yes. Yes. Even just in noticing and having the awareness of it, how I went so long not being aware of being so bossy and controlling. I don't know, but it just all of a sudden just was so apparent to me, and I thought, oh my goodness, this has to change. So
yes.
It's
in that
habit.
Very decision that changes what happens on a day-to-day basis. It's
right.
Just that simple awareness.
Yes.
And some days you fall a little short. Don't judge yourself, but just take note. And the next time that comes, perhaps you'll make a different choice, or it'll take 3 or 4 times, and then you will make that choice in that very moment, and it'll be gone. It will not come back.
Yes, that's very good to hear. I felt it even just shift and just the awareness of it and the intention to want to do it differently. So,
yes.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. I appreciate your insight on that very much.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
Hello. You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hi there. Good evening, Archangel
good evening.
Gabriel. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. I have a question related to the waves of light that have been hitting the planet. And as I understand it, there is a planetary new year coming this month, July 26th, with the day out of time, July 25th, I believe. And at this time, when the lion portals open and a new and more evolved time spiral is made possible and can be created for the next year, assuming that that is correct, how do we connect with the Royal Lion Guardians so they can help conduct us through the portal to the higher levels of consciousness and creation? Is it through meditation, or is there a ceremony that we could do?
Well, here again, we go back to the words intention and attention. And when you call upon those Royal White Lions, they will respond. So in your quiet time, call upon them. Ask them to guide you through the portal so that you could receive in the highest possible way what is needed for you personally in your ascension process that will benefit eventually, because you are part of all humans, of humanity, that it will, in the coming year, benefit humanity, but most important, benefit you personally. If a certain number of individuals very consciously enter these times, this specific time, and ask to be guided, to be shown into those gateways to receive at the highest dimensional frequency of their potential, that is exactly what happens. And trust that. Never have doubt. And it will be done. If you desire to create a ceremony around that, by all means, do that. Make it a very personal event. You see, beloveds, it is very important in the next 3 years to make all of these events very personal, very individual, so that as you grow, you change your life. And that changes the collective consciousness of all humans because you are part of that. So you cannot give, you cannot transmit what you do not possess. It's important that you take all of these coming events where more light, higher frequencies, more dimensional energetics are given on a consistent basis. You take them in for you at that individual level. Allow that to change your life. And then when you absorb it, possess it, you begin to transmit it. And all benefit. Do you see?
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. That was an excellent question.
Okay. You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Hello.
There you are.
Yes, that's Maria from Toronto.
Yes.
Hello, Maria.
Well, hello, Archangel, Angel, Gabriel. I have a question that I'm not sure if I have it clearly formulated in my mind, but let me do my best. So you speak so well about those beautiful energies that are now available and about the fact that basically we have unlimited choices and unlimited possibilities. I was wondering how does this relate to the fact that when we enter this lifetime, in this embodiment, we have, I believe, and correct me when I know, certain contract or certain purpose where we are to accomplish certain things. So I see this as a limitation. So what's available to me, I've got certain skills and abilities and talents to work with, and others are not as available to me. So I was wondering what's happening right now to all of us. How does those limitations, predetermined limitations, talk to this new energetic that is available on the planet for us?
Well, you speak of a contract. And it really isn't a contract. When you enter into a human body, the soul has a purpose to experience certain events, to broaden its awareness of itself as that divine essence. Now, the spirit, the pure spirit of you, is never limited. So as the soul comes into the human form, the spirit, as that soul, is capable of absorbing more energy of the pure spirit, it becomes more capable of navigating the life experience without limitation. So, and you also speak of how you come in with certain abilities and talents, and other talents that some may have, you do not have. It is all designed at that soul spirit level before entering a body about what that particular lifetime is all about. And that particular lifetime is to enhance the soul's awareness and experience of itself and to become more connected and unified with the spirit. That is that part that has no limitation and that is stems from pure source energy. So, therefore, you outside of the body, as the soul spirit, decides what it is that would create an environment that is not limiting to allow you to experience a more densified living, limiting body and not be hampered by it, to transform the denseness of the body itself, the vehicle you're using, and expand it to where that non-linear, limited state can be enhanced to hold the unlimitedness of your soul spirit. So none of these things, they are only as restrictive as the body that you occupy. When you enter the human body, it is a very dense vehicle, and it cannot hold the fullness of your soul spirit, the beauty of who you are. But many of you, like you, have awakened to some of that reality. And sometimes it's a struggle on a day-to-day basis, but you make corrections as you go along. And you allow yourself to realize that you have choices, and that in those choices, there are many opportunities. Many, many opportunities. And the most beautiful thing is that many of you have begun to enter that fifth-dimensional state of consciousness. The body's not there yet, but the consciousness is. So you always have these multiple of ideas and resources to create in a magnificent, unlimited way. Can you see that?
Thank you very much. I appreciate your explanation.
So just knowing that you're having to contend with a very dense vehicle that you are transforming, and that you are unlimited. The body is limited. But as we've talked about before, about your attention points, the more you can direct those attention points to that unlimited part of who you are, the more the body is capable of transforming and becoming less dense, because the consciousness of the body is changing.
So that means that I cannot actually, no matter how much wisdom and unlimited resources I can access as a consciousness, I cannot ignore the fact that I'm working with the body. So if my physical vehicle is not prepared to handle higher frequencies, I'm not going to accomplish what my soul or higher heart is longing for.
Well, that's not exactly true. It is through experience and the wisdom of that experience that you do change the frequency of the body. You are already changing the neurology of the body so that the thoughts are, that you think consistently are differently, are different. And the mind, the brain, can process more complexity of thought of you at that soul spirit level. So your body is continually changing. So you will, in the way that you are progressing now, and many on this call are progressing, you will succeed in exactly the way that you had set out before you entered the body. So don't let that sway you. You continue just as you have, changing, growing, expanding the consciousness, because when you do that, the body follows that consciousness. That's how you change the vehicle. That's why it is so important that you pay attention.
Thank you. This is actually, your response gave me so much hope.
Well, it's something to think about.
I appreciate it very much.
You are very welcome. Do not limit yourself, beloved. That will not serve you. It will not serve the reason you came into this body. Just allow yourself to grow. Don't be impatient. Sometimes the body is a little slow.
That's such a beautiful message. Thanks so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Sometimes, dear ones, you get impatient. And you do not realize that the soul and the spirit is quick. And things can be created at that soul-spirit level in a flash. But it takes, there is a denseness in the environment, a denseness in the body that has to be accounted for. And because your consciousness is very expanded in these times, it may take a little stepping down process for the body to receive where you are at that soul-spirit level. But the most beautiful thing is that you are aware. You hear the voice, the quiet voice of that soul that continually directs you, encourages you. Allow the process. Perhaps it will happen next week, perhaps tomorrow. It can happen in a flash. Just as I spoke with that individual and said that by paying attention, a pattern can be changed in an instant by just simply making a different choice in the moment.
Archangel Gabriel, we do have a question that was sent in by one of our friends who was not going to be here this evening. So let me read that one, and maybe you can help her over the phone here. It says, hello. Knowing that you have a large following of devoted animal lovers, including myself, can you help us understand the horrific treatment and attack that all species seem to be under? Do animals have spiritual contracts to balance karma or to teach human lessons? For example, would an animal who spent years in captivity enduring great distress, etc., and miraculous being rescued, have fulfilled an agreement, thus gaining some freedom in a sanctuary? I can't make any sense of animal abuse. Can you help understand?
Well, it's very difficult, beloveds, when all of you are so loving and caring about your stewardship over the animals, and that you do not understand that some individuals are very unconscious and they abuse what God has created. There's very little that you can do about abuse other than to report it, to be proactive against it, However, I want to kind of shift the direction of this conversation into the part of your question that asks, do they have a purpose? Do they have a karmic, do they clear karma? Do they help humanity? And most certainly, they do help humanity. They model, many of them, your pets, for instance, dogs, cats, are such an example of love, unconditional love. And even those that are abused will still respond lovingly to the abuser. And they do not have a choice, as you have choice, to move away or to resist. Animals operate in a totally different genre. They have a collective group soul. They have a purpose to model to humans, to model what humans need to change, what humans need to modify in their behavior. Now, all of you on this call will receive the love of your pets, will receive the love of any animal, and respond kindly, beautifully. And so there is a coherence there. There is a beautiful emanation of love that gets transmitted into the very fabric of the energetics of the world. And yes, it is unconscionable that some animals have to live in such horrific conditions. But that is the purpose, not to be abused, but the purpose of the animal is to serve humanity. And how do they serve humanity? They love them. They model to them the perfection of their being in a state of love. So this, beloved, is where you should focus. Not so much on the horrific act, and to stop it if you possibly can, but to see a bigger overall picture where you will see that some 50 years ago, many humans didn't care. They didn't stop it. Now, there are many organizations who take in and take care of animals that have been abused, place them in environments that are more loving and healthful. So things are changing. So the next time you see an animal, not necessarily yours, someone else's, just look at the beauty of what Source created in that collective soul to model to humanity the love that they are. That's their purpose.
Okay, we have a caller. Hello, you're on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Yes, thank you. I have another question, Archangel Gabriel, and it just came to my mind when we were talking about animals. We've talked before about how the elementals had fallen along with humanity here on planet Earth. And I see and I feel change in humanity. I see change in the animals. And I'm wondering, is there change in the elementals? Can you give us an update on how they are progressing?
Of course.
Thank you.
You see, the human part of this equation is extremely important. When humans fell from consciousness at the final cataclysm, and the earth was almost destroyed, things reverted to a more stable position of third dimension, which was a dimension of fear and separation. And these beautiful elementals, the elemental community, had to recreate a planet that was a planet of light, pure light, into something very dense and separated. This occurred because of the actions, the consciousness of humans. They created this gradual fall that ended in a great cataclysm. So it takes the human to recreate a different planetary system. And to do that, as humans have grown and the consciousness has grown tremendously, humans carry more light. The body carries more light, is capable of holding vaster frequencies of light. That gets modeled back to the elemental community. And there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of individuals, humans, that have engaged with the elemental community and given their love and their respect and asked the elementals to join with them to change planet Earth into a more light-filled planet of Christ consciousness. So with this transmitting into the elemental community, and the elementals receive that communication, that light energy, that love energy from humans, they begin to be uplifted because there is not only a communication that's taking place between the humans and the elemental community, but there is a resonance of energies based in the element of love. And because of that, then humans and the elementals work together to create a planet that is, the first step is into fifth dimension. And then the next step is to be able to use the energies of sixth and seventh dimension to enhance the creation in the fifth dimension. And that's what you're seeing right now. So yes, the consciousness of humans is changing, and so is the consciousness of the elementals. And the elementals are creating together with humanity to recreate the consciousness of Earth.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I know I in my daily prayers, I always talk to the elementals and, you know, give them my gratitude and love and thank them for allowing me to work with them, and because I love to work with the Earth and gardens and whatnot. And I ask them, you know, to say we'll work together to create Nova Earth. And So just speaking, like I talk out loud, just speaking like that, they can, that actually gets transmitted to them, right? That's what you're saying.
Correct. Okay. Absolutely it does.
Okay,
now,
great.
Now, one other thing is, don't forget, there is a fifth element of love that is involved in this. And that fifth element of love is a little more than that warmth that you feel in your heart. The gratitude, the love that you feel, it's more than a feeling. The fifth element of love is a very dynamic, creative force. So when you add that to any creation, it modifies that creation and uplifts it to a totally different state. So when you ask the elemental community, the fire, the water, the earth, the air, to receive that fifth element of love from you so that they can create in a much different way, just as you can create by using that fifth element of love. That is a creative element of source energy.
Do I just ask them to receive it, or how do I reach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You ask them to receive it, and then you keep that consciousness, that little conscious awareness, in the forefront of your awareness that there is this beautiful fifth element of love, of source creative energy that has been returned to the earth, has returned to the humans through the intercession of great beings of light that have brought it back to planet Earth, back into the Christed matrix that resides in the center of the Earth. So you have access to that, and you can share it with the elementals.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You are very welcome. Do we have any other comments or questions this evening? This has been a delightful discussion this evening.
Well, we have another caller. You're on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Hi, it's Maria from Toronto again. I have a follow-up question to the conversation that we had a few minutes ago on the subject of creating using all these new energies available to us, and how do we work with those energy and relate to our physical vehicle. So I have a specific question. I'm trying not to be actually too personal, but I believe that from that question other callers may also benefit. So I would appreciate some of your comments on the subject of artistic creation. Like, for example, composing a piece of music. What role my physical body or vehicle plays in that process, or any other artistic creation, painting a picture and stuff like that? And how can I or anybody can use those new energies? What I'm not getting actually is, what is the role of my physical body? Because the process of creation is to me is just drawing from the higher dimensions.
Yes.
So I'm missing a piece in here.
Yes. And the most valuable piece in this is the physical body, because the physical body is needed to bring it into form. The human body is what is going, the human with the soul spirit intact in the body is what is going to make the changes. So when you are creating, not only do you use the elements, the fifth element of love, but you bring that into the body and you use your senses. You use your eyes and your ears, your taste, the touch. These are things that are very valuable in the transformation of the body, because you are using those senses to create. You are not using them just to absorb the physical pleasures, but you're using them in the creative process. So in composing a piece of music, you need your ears and the sense of the note and how they vibrate in the body and change the coherence and the calmness in the body. If you are painting, you need your eyes and the beauty and the depth and the breadth of different color combinations and how that energy is embodied, how that is taken into the body. That energy enhances the body. If you are cooking, you use your sense of taste and how that feels in the body, how it can nourish the body, not for a carnal pleasure, but to benefit the body. So it's all in the intention and how you can use those senses. The touch, human touch, creates such an energy for a little baby, a baby that is struggling for its life. The human touch is so important to the life of that child. So can you see how it is of great benefit to value the human senses? And as your consciousness have grown, you use them differently in the creative process. They are not strictly for pleasure. They are part of the creative mechanism. Can you see that?
Now I do. Now I do. It seems so simple, actually, and it makes so much sense. But I never thought about it this way.
Yes. So as the consciousness changes, the body changes. So the purpose of the senses is directed differently because of the consciousness. And the senses are used differently because of the consciousness and the direction and the attention points that are directed into the body. So that changes the whole system of the physical sensory sensations. They are used in the creative mechanism.
So at the same time, so that's you beautifully described the process of someone who produces something, cooks a wonderful meal, or paints a picture, or composes a piece of music. But for the people who are receiving the same process, is involved because they involve their physical senses, of course, to receive that gift or offering.
Correct. So can you see how important the human sensory system is?
Well, now I do. I much appreciate that you helped me to make this connection. Thank you.
It changes the consciousness of the body. So the body is not as limited. It co-creates with the soul.
Oh, this sounds so beautiful. Thank you. Body co-creates with the soul.
Yes. Through the senses.
I want to remember that. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your comment and question. Do you see how important you are, each and every one of you? Can you see how important your body is to value yourself on all levels?
Okay, we have a couple more callers. You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
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 You have really given so much information that I'm trying to take it all in. I've had several different questions, but I think this one maybe would be the most helpful for me. So with the co-creation of the body and the soul, is there any, trying to articulate this, is there anything in a daily practice that you would suggest that could possibly catapult us quicker? I mean, you talked about that we are impatient, you know, to the higher dimension in our consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes. The most important thing that you can do for yourself is to spend some quiet time for you. Very important. So designate, it takes a little discipline, but you can do it. Designate a few minutes every day just to be and connect with your soul and to receive all of the light frequencies that are being given to you. That's number one, because then you develop a coherence with the soul energy, and that energy then begins to transmit consistently throughout your day, whether you're paying attention or not. The soul will be paying attention. That will enable you to make choices instantaneously that are in full alignment with that soul. So in the next 3 years, it is so important for individuals to realize this is a time for you at that individual level to grow, to expand, but most importantly, to be the love that you are, to love and value yourself. So that takes a little of your time to pay attention every day and just to be sitting quietly and receiving and blessing yourself for the journey that you are taking and loving yourself for all the trials that you've had to go through and usurped the challenges. You're dedicated to learning and evolving and building a consciousness. So those two things, quiet time daily to receive for you, you're the most important piece here. Secondly, to pay attention every day when you have a reaction, and if it is not in your best interest, how you can change that the next time to be more aware and to make a better choice.
Okay.
It's a very simple process. Do not make it complicated.
Yeah, that's what I think I do. So then there's nothing I say. My intent is the quiet time.
Your intent is the quiet time and to be the love that you are.
Okay. And is there any, are you associated with any color, or do you have any information to give us about using different colors or?
Oh, the color codes are beautiful, beautiful energy enhancers for the body as well as the consciousness. One of the most important ones is the element of love, which is centered in the heart, in the sacred heart. The green coating, which is love, to immerse yourself in the green for healing of anomalies, healing of the restrictions that bind you to denser realities. So to take that in, into the heart. And the blue coating, which works on the emotions, which uplifts the emotions, the lower emotions of fear, separation, anxiety, anger, those types of things. The blue coating will merge with those lower energies of of the emotions and uplift them into a different frequency. So when you are feeling low, depressed, lost, immerse yourself in that blue color code and uplift your emotions. Immerse yourself in the green coding, into the beautiful healing green. And then the yellow uplifts your mind and the thoughts that you carry, that you hold consistently. And of course, then that transforms into that golden energy of Christ consciousness. So all of these energies are very, the color codes are very important to use often to help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. That brought a lot of clarity for me.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
You're next on with Archangel Gabriel. Hello.
Yes, hello. One more question. Archangel Gabriel, with the planetary new year, this is sort of a follow-on to my last question about that. The new wave of light that is to be released from the galactic central sun, it's, as you said, they get stronger, right? Every release, every year, it gets stronger. So I'm assuming that this one will be the most powerful to hit the Earth so far. This year, the past year, some of the waves have been extremely powerful. Like, I mean, sometimes it just, I could feel it just going through me like electricity. What do we expect this year? And when that wave is released, is it just certain times of the year when we feel it, or is it every day, or like is that at the solstices when it's the most powerful?
Yeah, it is more powerful at certain points. Solstice, equinox, full moon, new moon, those types of things, because it brings an energy closer into the Earth. And, of course, humanity celebrates these events. So there's more awareness, more consciousness directed at these times. So it's important, number one, that you stay aware and that you receive these energies for yourself and that you hold them within your consciousness, your conscious awareness, and within your body. So however that is. What happens a lot of times that's really very misunderstood is it'll bring up a reaction or an event that occurs that is not in the coherent flow of that energy. It's in opposition to it. So it creates an event for humans to see that that no longer is acceptable to them as they operate in this higher consciousness. So it's there to be transformed and realigned into a different state. So a lot of times you will see disruptions in different human public events. That is by design. It's not the event you should focus on, but the awareness that is being gained because of that event of this is no longer acceptable to operate in this kind of mindset. So it's an opportunity to shift dramatically the consciousness of the collective. And how is that done? One by one, individuals such as yourself who are receiving them and holding them and benefiting from them. And then it goes into the larger state of the human consciousness of the collective. So when these things surface, sometimes you'll be triggered. Sometimes you'll have thoughts and emotions that you feel are not yours. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I thinking this way?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's you're part of the collective consciousness that's being transformed by these energies.
Okay. I've experienced, and I'm sure other people have too, where, you know, just out of the blue, I'll start to feel uncomfortable or I'll feel down. And
yeah.
I'll think to myself, is there anything wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with my family. So where are these feelings coming from? And I think it's not mine. And so I just sort of breathe through it and, you know, it gradually releases. But that's what you're talking about, I assume.
Yes, that's what
happens.
I'm talking about. And then here again, the element of love comes in here. Interject that. The love
right.
of the source energy, the creative energy to create a different reality using the influx of these vast energies that are being transmitted at that source level.
Okay. Thank you. I very much appreciate your time. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're very welcome. Well, beloveds, this has been a beautiful discussion. I have thoroughly enjoyed your questions. I have thoroughly enjoyed communicating with each and every one of you, whether you spoke or you did not. We met here in this collective of all of us, heart to heart, soul to soul, and we exchanged the energy of love. Thank you for receiving me this evening, beloveds, and we will close our gathering as we opened it in great love and light. Blessings.